This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Some surveys, largely informal, have found that 62% of college students reported using a lucky pen or wearing a special piece of jewelry or clothing to exams. 54% try to sit in the same seat for tests, and 38% listen to a favorite pre-exam song. Of the nation's 30 largest cities, Portland, Oregon remains the whitest, with 72.2% of the population classified as non-Hispanic white. International data shows that child poverty in America remains at 20%, twice the rate of Germany and seven times the rate of Denmark. The 418-foot Gabriel Giffords is the first Navy warship to be named after a living woman since 1857. A joint study by Axe, the body spray company, and a nonprofit group found that one in five young men surveyed had considered suicide. In reaction to London Bridge terrorism, President Trump tweeted unconfirmed and unofficial reports and gratuitously attacked the mayor of London for unknown reasons. A close race in a huge state of Mexico could be a barometer in judging voters' feelings for the national elections in the country of Mexico. Polls indicate that among all registered voters, 69% felt the U.S. should participate in the Paris Agreement. Among Republicans, 51% were positive, and among Trump voters, the support was still 47%. The opening of the new movie Wonder Woman was the largest ever for a woman director, Patty Jenkins, which is amazing since only 7% of the top 250 grossing movies in 2016 had women directors. From 2000 to 2016, the educational tuition and fees section of the Consumer Price Index rose 74.5%, while the census found that between 2000 and 2015, an equivalent period, the annual earnings difference between high school and college graduates fell from $32,900 a year to $29,867. Santa Rosa and Sonoma County, north of San Francisco, is voting this week on whether to impose a form of rent control approved by their city council in a close vote earlier this year. Amazon's share price has topped $1,000 per share in a rare crowd. The owner of Three Mile Island Nuclear Power Plant in Pennsylvania said it would shut the facility in 2019 unless the state government steps in to subsidize the delivery of clean energy. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation, Movement AMFM.